acclaimed writer Julia Alvarez has a new novel that maybe is about herself. Her main character is a fictional acclaimed author, Alma Cruz, who, like Alvarez, is from the Dominican Republic. Alma is retiring and she has a problem. What to do with the boxes and boxes of unfinished manuscripts, revisions, and notes of stories that she's never finished? When she inherits land in the Dominican Republic, Alma decides to return home and, with the help of an artist, create a cemetery where she can literally bury the remains of her work. But some of those stories refuse to stay buried. The Cemetery of Untold Stories is the title of Julia Alvarez's new book. Recently, she joined us by Skype to talk about it, and I had a dilemma. Julia Alvarez writes beautifully in both English and Spanish. So I asked her, is her first name pronounced Julia or Julia?
I'm such a hybrid. To really lean on one side and they that say that's correct is to cut off the other part. And I answer to both. And sometimes if someone calls me Julia, I start code switching to Spanish. And I answer, sí.
Está bien, no hay problema.
I don't care. I really don't.
Now you've confused me even more because I don't know if I should say Julia or Julia.
I'll say Julia. Julia.
Julia,
you know,
okay.
That's fine.
That settled, Julia Alvarez and I moved on to The Cemetery of Untold Stories. I want to dive right in with the main character. Her name is Alma. She's from the DR. Alma retired from teaching writing at a Vermont college. You, Julia, retired from Middlebury in 2016. You're both famed writers with long and successful careers. So I have to ask you, do you have boxes and boxes of unfinished work sitting around, and are you in the process of wondering what to do with them and maybe thought about burying them?
Well, I wish Bill were here, my husband. He would tell you that basement is full of all that stuff. Yes, I save everything. And I have many, many manuscripts, many failed manuscripts, many, oh, I want to write this novel manuscripts, and so on. So, yes, I do have a ton of material, as we call it. And as for burying it, you know, that's where my Dominican roots come in, of Santeria, the spirit world that so much permeates our Caribbean cultures. And even when I finish a book and it's being published, I collect the final proof and I have to do something to exercise the characters. In the case of In the Time of the Butterflies, I took the final proof back to the Museo de las Hermanas Mirabal in the Dominican Republic. And I confess, I buried it in the grounds of the museo because I wanted them to be laid to rest because they were still haunting me after the book was over.
Wow, so there really is some carry through here because some of Alma's work, she burns. And I have to say, oh my gosh, I burned as I was reading those, that rich material, even if unfinished or in your thoughts, Julia, failed, I think to many fans might just be material to salivate at. So I'm wondering if you've ever even thought about that step further. You haven't burned any of your works, have you, Julia?
No, whew, not yet. But on the other hand, you know, one of the things that the novel, not a real spoiler alert, it's sort of like that protest sign saying they tried to bury us. They did not know we were seeds. She tried to silence us. She did not know we were stories. The stories are never really lost. We don't own them. They don't have to have my name on them. So they will find their teller. It might not be me.
Mm. Well, your novel's main character, Alma, she's got these two characters, one, Bienvenida, who was married to the former dictator of the Dominican Republic, Rafael Trujillo, or El Jefe, and she was abandoned by him and pretty much erased from history. But Bienvenida really existed. You know, my producer Emiko and I both tried to research her a bit and didn't find much. So tell us about Bienvenida.
So Bienvenida Inocencia, that was her exact name. Imagine naming your child Welcome Innocence. Bienvenida Inocencia Ricardo was the second wife of our terrible dictator, Trujillo. And he abandoned her and married his mistress. and she detested any fingerprints in his romantic history. So she, and he complied with it, had all the street names, school names, everything with her name on it erased. Bienvenida was exiled. She did have one child after Trujillo divorced her. He had an affair with her, and she had this one child. So they were wanderers in the world. And she always intrigued me because everyone said she was such a lovely, good woman, and yet she married the devil incarnate. So I've always been curious about her.
The other character that refuses to stay silent, refuses to burn, and then refuses to stay silent once he's buried is Manuel Cruz, a doctor who was part of the underground resistance against Trujillo. He's Alma's father. Was he also based a bit on your father?
It is a fictional papi, not my papi, because my papi did not have what happens in the novel as part of his story. But I was intrigued by these characters. Often there are parents or grandparents when they're gone. We discover things about them and we're curious, and they're not there to ask anymore. So the papi character is Alma's father, not Julia's father. And she realizes that there are large parts of his life that she didn't really know or understand. In part, that's why that novel failed. And yet the papi character rises up and begins telling his secret story to someone who will listen and perhaps not be, I don't know, as troubled by that history as his own daughter would be.
There are some really interesting subplots in the book, or themes, really, sub-themes. One of them, I felt, was a reflection on aging, especially the main character, Alma. It's a very subtle part of the story. But you have another character, Pepito, who's a professor, who teaches Alma's books and in some ways is just really trying to get to her and to get out what she does, why she does it, how she does it, wishing she would keep writing. And I have to say, I feel that way about Julia Alvarez. I just want her to keep writing no matter. You know, I was telling you before we started, I came to you early in teenage years and was just really liberated by your writings, Julia. Do you feel a pressure from your fans to keep being prolific?
I have felt pressure, but I'm coming to a place where I'm at peace with it. In New York City, I'm going to have an event with the wonderful Angie Cruz, who's about 20 years or 25 years younger than me, and our youth poet laureate, Liz Acevedo, who's about 25 years younger than Angie. And on that stage will be the unfolding of the generations. And if you feel that après moi, it's not going to be le silence, you know, that stories will continue, there's a kind of peace with that. I was raised in a culture where it wasn't always me. Me was a bead in the necklace of the generations. We were always a we, you know? And so it feels right also with stories, that stories are, they continue and they use us as their instrument. And there are wonderful instruments out there. So at some point it's okay for la viejita or old person to sit in that front row and give those younger voices a standing ovation, give them the courage and hope and resilience they need.
Julia, do you feel like una viejita?
Oh, I'm definitely. A viejita, you know, has such bad connotations. It's like I'm also a stepmother, and I hate that term because it has such bad connotations. The same with viejita. If we accept it and embrace the role, we can be elders. And that maybe is a less laden in a pejorative way than the viejito. But definitely, it's a wonderful place to be in. I heard Ruby Sales, the civil rights activist, say that, you know, the aching knees and the bad eyesight and the arthritis, all of it, that's no good. But where she sits on her front porch, it's great being an elder. She has hindsight and insight and foresight. That's 360 degrees, she says. And I agree with that.
And just to finish up, you've mentioned that you're happy to sit in the front row now and watch other writers. I'm wondering, Alma, in your novel, The Cemetery of Untold Stories, wants to stop writing. Is that something you've contemplated, Julia?
I can't stop, Deepa.
Oh, thank goodness.
Just like Alma can't. What I meant by be quiet and sit in the front row is that Writing is a practice. I mean, it's a way I process experience. It's something that I've done for so long. I don't know what I think unless I'm writing. What I mean is writing in that more like, you know, I've got to get published. I've got to get my name out there. I've got to make my way in the world. I've got to get tenure. All of those things have fallen away. And now, I mean, this is really a blessing. I get back to the roots of why I started, which is joy, not without labor and some days where I just curse it, but joy in the writing, joy in the storytelling. I think I'll be storytelling till I die. And if the Cemetery of Untold Stories has got any truth to it, maybe I'll keep storytelling from the other side. Who knows?
What a pleasure, Julia Alvarez, to talk with you. Julia Alvarez's new novel is The Cemetery of Untold Stories. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.